Tonight, Shirin Simon Reish Ayin Vav, page 110. Dinei Ner Sheliko Eino Yehudi B'Shabbos. The halachas of a candle that was lit by a guy on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Eino Yehudi Shelik as a Ner B'Shvil Yisrael. A guy who lit a candle for a Yisrael, Aser Lakol. That candle is Aser for everyone. Afilu L'mi Shelo Hudlok B'Shvilo. Even for a person that it was not lit for, it is Aser for everyone. The Ramah writes, V'ein Chilok Bazeh Bein Kotzav Lo Sochar O Lo Kotzav. It does not matter whether you set a reward, a schar, a price for it, or you do not set a price for it. O Shaso B'Kablonos O B'Schirus. The Mishavu will explain that's just defining what the schar would be, either the schar in the form of kablonos or beschirus, or no schar, any of those cases, it will always be usher for everyone. The whole of Yisrael nena mi malacha atzma b'Shabbos, since the Jew will be benefiting from the malacha itself on Shabbos, usher b'chol inyan, it is usher in all cases. Avol im hidliko litzarko, but if the guy lit the candle for his own purposes, o litzara chola Yisrael, or he lit it for a sick Jew, afilu embo sakana, even if he's a chola that's not in a life-threatening situation. Says the Ramah, o litzara ketanem dehu kecholash embo sakana, or if it was lit for a child who has the same status sometimes as a cholash embo sakana, mutter l'chol Yisrael l'shtamish l'oro, it is permissible for all Jews to then make use of that candle. V'hu adin l'osa meduru l'tzarko o l'tzara chola, so too if he makes some kind of bonfire for himself or for a sick Jew, also, it will be mutter for everyone to use that light. V'yesh osrim b'medura mishum degazrinan shema yarbe b'shvilo. There are those who aser to use the medura that he made for himself or for a sick person because we're worried that maybe he added some wood to the medura for this Jew. The Ramah then finishes off the sif and says, mihu im asa eino yehudi bebeis Yisrael midaito. However, if the guy lit the candle in the house of the Jew by his own mindset, Ein Ha Yisrael Tzorach Lotzeis, the Jew does not have to leave his house, Afo Pi Shenena Min HaNer O Min HaMedura. Even though the Jew, by staying in the house, will benefit automatically from the Ner or the Medura, since the guy did it with his own mindset, without the Jew asking him to do it, he does not need to leave his house. And now let's see the Mishavura Sivkatan Aleph. So we start off in the Mechaber saying, a non-Jew who lit a candle for a Jew on Shabbos, it's Aser for everyone, even those who it was not lit for them. Says the Mishabura, who adin l'chol malacha shi'asa ha'ino Yehudi b'Shabbos v'shil Yisrael. This halacha is not limited to a candle. It's any malacha da'oraisa that a goy will do for a Jew on Shabbos. Da'aser la'kol le'honos mizeh will be aser for everyone to get benefit from it. Va'ayin le'el b'simen reishon beis sebeis le'inyan kablonos. If you look at note number 2, he points out, Umeshach hazman she'aser le'honos miha malacha, the amount of time that in fact is going to be aser to benefit from the malacha, the Shulchan Aruch writes later on, Shehu, and the Ramah, Shehu ad Motzei Shabbos v'dei she'asu. Like we saw already a few times, that it's going to be aser till Motzei Shabbos, the time it would have taken to do that malacha after Shabbos. V'afilu im tziva ha'Yisrael as ha'nachri lasas malacha avuru b'Shabbos, even if the Jew commanded the Nachri to do the malacha for him on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later, Shalom Nasr lehanos mehamalacha rak ad Motzei Shabbos v'chdei she'asu. It's still only going to be aser until after Shabbos, the time it will take to do the malacha. Ukeshachal Yom Tov Acher HaShabbos. If Shabbos leads into Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later, Sha'aser ad Motzei Yom Tov b'chdei she'yasu. It will be aser in fact till after Yontif b'chdei she'yasu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Beis, it's aser lakol midrabanan. De'im yehei mutter lehanos yomer lo lahadlik. So the guy who did this malacha for the Jew, it is usher for all Jews to benefit from the malacha. That isser of benefiting is an isser midrabanan. And the reason why the rabbanan asked it, says the Mishavura, is because if it's going to be mutter to get the benefit, we're worried you're going to ask him to light it. So it's a preventative measure not to allow you to use it if he did it on his own for you, because you might come to ask him to do it. In note number 4, he brings us an additional reason why it's usher to benefit from it. V'tam nosav kosav l'kamon she'asur le'honos b'melocha she'asur nachri b'Shabbos afilu ad motzei Shabbos v'chdei she'asu. The reason why it's usher, we say later on, is k'dei she'lo yehonu b'melocha ha'nasis b'shvil Yisrael b'Shabbos. We don't want a Jew benefiting from melocha that was done for him on Shabbos or for a Jew on Shabbos. V'kol shekein shemitam zeh osur gam b'Shabbos atzma lihonos m'malachas hanachri. So if it's going to be osur even beyond Shabbos, b'chdei she'yasu, it certainly will be osur for that reason on Shabbos itself, a malacha that hanachri did for Yisrael. U'bir hadavar kosav hayam shel Shlomo shegenayhu l'odom she'yihonam m'malachas Shabbos. It's a disgrace for a Yid to be benefiting from a malacha that was done on Shabbos for a Yid. So we have two reasons over here. The note is telling us from the Mishnah Berurah later that it is a malacha that was done by a guy you should not get benefit from a malacha done on Shabbos for Israel. And the Yom Shoshom explains why, because it is a Gnai. And the second reason we have in the Mishabura, who says the reason why it's Aser, is because we're worried that you're going to come tell him to do it if you would be allowed to benefit from it. Says the Mishabura of Aitis of Katan Gimel, we said all Jews are Aser to get benefit from this Malacha, even one who is not done for him. Sivkotan Gimel, velo dami lemi shehuva bishvilo michutz latchum b'shabes demuter la'acher. This is not similar to what we'll learn later on, that something that's brought from outside the tchum by a goy is aser for the person who was brought for, but it's not aser for others. Kidlakama mesimet shinchav hei sivches, the tchum derabanan, the isur of tchum is only derabanan, the chain kol shar isure derabanan sha'asa eno yehudi bishvil Yisrael. And so too, any isur derabanan that a goy did for Yisrael, mutter la'acher shalo nasa bishvilo. It is mutter for others who the malacha was not done for. So when it comes to malacha daraisa, it's asa for everyone. When it comes to malacha derabanan, it's only asa for the one who was done for. In note number 7, he defines what does that mean, the one who was done for? The af b'nei beiso shomisha nesesa malacha avuro, even the family members of the one who was done for, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, sha'aser lehem lehanos mi'amalacha, they're also included in the iser. Ubiya b'mishibura shom shem mistaber shekavonas anachri lasos amalacha avur kol b'nei abayis. We assume the guy has in mind not only the yid that he's doing it for, but his whole family. V'hosev, and he adds on, shehu adin orichim hasmuchim al shulchan bal habayis b'ofen kavu, it also includes in the iser any guests that he has there that eat by his table in a permanent kind of way. V'afilu orachim she'ezminam b'mikra, and even guests that were invited on a one-time basis, tzidei lahachmer, he has a tzad to be machmer. In lo she'ezminam acharei she'anachri hevi asadavim mechutz l'tchum, unless of course the thing was brought outside the tchum and then he invited the guests, so then avada, the thing wasn't brought for them. But for anyone who was invited before, even if he's a one-time guest, certainly if he is a permanent guest, certainly if he's b'nei mishpachto, that will all be included in the iser of the one that the malacha was done for by an iser derabanan, i.e. the iser of tchumen, which we're discussing over here. The Ramah told us that there is no chiluk in this iser whether there was a price that was stipulated or there was no price stipulated. So the Mishabura says in Sivkotan Dalad Bein Katzav Hainu Mi Erev Shabbos, whether it was stipulated on Erev Shabbos, or Kamash Vulam, the Chiddush here is, the Lo Amrinim B'Inyanenu, we don't say in this topic, Eino Yehudi Adaiti Denav Shei Ovid, that the guy, since he's getting money for it, he's doing it for himself. Kedei L'Kabel Scharu HaNiksev Lo, he's doing it because he wants to get paid. Like we learned earlier in Reish Nun Beis, Beis L'Inyan Kablonos, we do not say that over here. In note number 8, he explains it a little deeper, and he asks for Sakasha, Omnon B'Nochri Shabal L'Chab L'chabos d'leika b'Shabbos, a guy that comes to extinguish a fire on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch will tell us later on, she'ein tzarach limchos b'yado, you don't have to protest against him, you don't have to stop him. U'betam achiluk. So why don't you have to stop him? Mishabura explains later on, she'nochri habol l'chabos as adleika, o'sekein l'anos atzmo, he's doing it for his own benefit. She'yodea she'ikabel schara malachto, he knows they're going to pay him for putting out the fire, so he's doing it for himself. The ain guf ha'Yisrael nene mimalachas hanochri. And when the guy is putting out a fire by a Jew's house, the Jew is not getting any physical benefit from what the guy is doing. Sherei hanochri rak monei hefzed me'Yisrael. All that's happening is the guy is preventing a loss for the Yisrael, but he's not getting a physical benefit, and therefore you don't have to stop him. Mishum kach ain tzarach limchos b'yodo, therefore you don't have to protest against him. Asha'en kein benochri shidlik ner avur Yisrael, which is not the case when the goy is lighting a candle for Yisrael. Even though he's really doing it for himself, he wants to get paid for it, like we're discussing over here, that he's offered wages for it. Mikom makom still. Since by a light, the Jew is getting a physical benefit from the malach of the nochri, that is much more serious, and it's aser to get the hanah on Shabbos. We'll just read a little bit weiter, one more interesting case. So to any case where the guf of the Israel is not benefiting from the malacha of the goy, kigon shoter tenua nochri shaotzer as ha rechavim letzarach Yisrael kidei shiucha lachos as akvish. If I got all my Hebrew right, it's a crossing guard, a crossing policeman who stops the cars that are driving in order to let the Jew cross the street. So in this in Karel it says, Shemutel Yisrael Latzos as Akvish, the Jew is in fact allowed to rely on the Isser that was done by stopping the cars. He can still go ahead and cross the street. Shayanochri Rak Meser es Hamenia Hamakeves Oso Me Latzos as Akvish. All this policeman, this crossing guard, all he did was he got rid of the thing that was preventing him from crossing the street. They never made a gzeira on such a hanah. Again, it's not a physical hanah. that he's getting from the guy's malacha is just preventing damage, like by the fire, it's preventing him from not being able to cross the street, allows him to cross, but he's not getting a direct physical benefit, and therefore will be okay, as opposed to the case of the candle, which is more chamer. What? We're going to see later that's a problem. You can't stop a car, even a guy. Because he's stopping the car for you. So he's stopping the car for you, so that's a problem, which we'll see later. But let's go weiter now. Says the Mishnah Berurah weiter, we are now up to Sivkata and Hey. So we said in the Ramah, and I explained it when I read the Ramah based on the Mishnah Berurah, that it doesn't matter whether he's getting paid for his job of lighting the candle or not getting paid. And then we said, Osha so bekablonus o beschirus. And we said the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that that's defining what it means he's getting schar, whether the schar he's getting is midin kablonus o schirus. So that's the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hey, who perish lamash omer mitchila ben kosav. Here the Ramah is explaining what he meant before on the tzad that maybe he was getting paid. Al ze omer, and that he says, ben sha kitzva hoysa bekablonus o beschirus, whether the wages were stipulated in the form of kablonus or beschirus, still it's going to be osir. Now he explains what they are. The kablonos mikri, kablonos is heicho shescharo stam lahadlik lo ner be'eshe yitztarech, that he hired the guy that he should be lighting candles for the Jew at his time of need. The kotzav lo mikol adlako davar kotzav, and each time that he lights the candle, he's going to get paid a certain amount. Uschirus mikri shenosein lo b'chol yom kafakach, he's paying him for the day. So it doesn't matter how he's getting paid for this job of lighting the candles, whether it's b'kablonos or b'schirus, or he's not getting paid. Either way, no Jew can benefit from the malacha of the lighting of a candle that a goy did for any Jew. Then we said, before we get to the exceptions, I want to just read the first bir halacha, the top line. It's going back on the beginning. We said, an Ein Yehudi that lit a candle for Yisrael, it's Aser Lakol. Hainu lasos lifnei haner dover shelo hoyo yocho lasos below ner. What does it mean it's aser? It means it's aser to do anything in front of this candle that you wouldn't be able to do without the candle. The lilmud olecho bifnei haner gamkein bichlal zele iser. Learning or eating in front of the candle that you wouldn't have been able to do without the candle would be included in the iser. That's just an example of what it would be aser to do in front of this candle. The mechaber then told us, but if the guy lit it for his own purposes or for a chola, that's a Yisrael, even a chola she'en bo sakana, then it would be mutter for everyone to use this candle. The Ramah added in, or for a child who's like a cholosh emot sakana. So the Mishabu writes in Vav, hainu in srichim harbe, if they really need it. Avablav hochilo. But stam, that a katan needs something, so you can't just have a guy light a candle for him, only if he is in great need, then we will view him as a cholosh she'embo sakana. If you look at the bir halacha all the way at the bottom of the page, the fourth to last line, the remaskel embo sakana. So we said that one of the people that if it was lit for, you're allowed to benefit from it. If it was lit for a chola, even if it's she'en bo sakana, ubiyesh bo sakana. But if the chola was in a life-threatening situation, afilu hidlik Yisrael b'shvilo. Even if a Jew lit the candle for the chola she'esh bo sakana, mutter la chola shtamish loro. Anyone could benefit from that light because that was 100% mutter. The ner le'echad ner le'meya, as we'll see shortly in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that a candle for one is a candle for 100. Once you lit it for a person that you were allowed to light it for, whether it's a Jew lighting it for a chola she'esh bo sakana, or a guy lighting it for a chola she'en bo sakana, or for himself, either way, everyone can benefit for it because he lit it for one person and it gives off light for everyone. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sef Katan Zayim, it's mutter l'chol Yisrael. There's no gzeir over here if you lit the candle for a sick person that we're not going to let you use it because you might tell him to light it for a sick person. Because you're allowed to tell a guy to light a candle for a sick person. And therefore the svar that we said before about why it's usher to benefit wouldn't apply if the guy lit it for a cholosh emos akona. Sivkot and Ches, it'll be mutter for all Jews lehishtamish la'oro, afilu hu makiro, even if the Jew and the guy recognize each other, they're friends. De lo chayshinen shema yarbe v'shvilo, we are not worried that maybe he added any kind of lights for the Yisrael. De ner le'echad ner le'meyo, once it's a candle for one person, it gets used for everyone. And therefore, if you lit it for a chola, even if he's your best friend, we don't assume he did any additional lighting for you, because one candle is enough for the chola, it's enough for everyone. In all these cases, it does not matter if the candle was lit in the house of the Jew or in the house of the Goy. Sivkaton Tes. That's going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, Hu adin lo'osei madura l'tzorcha l'tzorcha chola. So too, not only a candle, but also a madura, a bonfire, also would be mutter for the Jew to use if it was lit for the Goy's own purposes or for a chola. Zaptim Shabura the Mutter L'Chay Yisrael L'Eschamim. It'll be Mutter for all Jews to warm up by that fire. V'afilu Umakiro, again, even if the Jew and the Goy are friends. Mishum de Medura Ketana Nami Mechamemes Harbi Anoshim. Because even a small bonfire can warm up a lot of people. We don't assume that he added any more for the Jew that he knows. Varei Kimoner de Ner La'echa Ner La'meya. Just like the candle that we say, one candle for one person is like 100, is like 100 for 100 people, the same candle. So too by heat, once you're making a small bonfire to warm one person, it warms many people. But here, it's machlokas, it's not so pasha. The Mechaber then said in the last line, V'yesh Omri B'Medura, V'yesh Osim B'Medura. Some say it's Aser, because the word he was Marbe B'Shvilo. So it says in Mishabur, V'yesh Osim Svir Luhu, D'B'Medura Gazrino Shem Yarbe. When it comes to a Medura, it's not true. It's not like a candle. We are worried it might have added. V'lo Dami Lener. It's not like a candle. Mishum D'Lefi Rubi Anoshim Shem Masum Eitzla Medura. According to the amount of people that are around the bonfire, Tzarek Lahosiv L'Hagla Medura. You have to make a bigger fire to warm them up. And if a guy lit up in the oven for his own purposes, Kuli Alma Modin the Rashi HaYisrael Likanes Obeis Achoref, everyone agrees that a Jew can go into that area where it's heated up by the oven that he lit up. The Chimam LeEchor Chimam LeMeya VaHave Kimo Ner DeShari. That taka would be like a ner if it's lighting an oven that heats up the house. So it doesn't matter how many people come into the house; it's the same heat, and therefore that would be permissible. So even though it's a machlokas by the Medura, there some say you would add more firewood for more people, but when it comes to the Beis HaChoref, that would be the same as a candle. It would be mutter according to everyone for the Jew to go in and to enjoy the heat. Sefkata Nyur is going on those Ostrim by Medura because we're gozer Shema Yarbe B'Shvilo. V'im Yardua Hu She'eno Makiro Shari L'Kuliyama. But if you know the guy doesn't know you and you have no reason to be adding extra wood for you, so then it will be mutter according to everyone. And now we skip to page Nun Vav and we go with the last Ramah. The Ramah ended off and told us, we'll read the Ramah one more time on page Nun Vav. Miuim Asa Eino Yehudi Bebeis Yisrael Midaito. But if a guy lit a candle in a Jew's house on his own volition, the guy did it on his own, Eina Yisrael Tzarech Lotzeis Afal Pi Shenena Min HaNer O Min HaMedura. The Jew will not be forced to leave his house, even though he'll be getting benefit by being in the house. He doesn't have to leave his house because the guy went ahead and did something on his own. Says the Mishavura Sifkat Yud Aleph, Hainu Davka Achar Shekvar Osa Ha'eno Yehudi. This is only after the fact. The guy did it already. He lit a candle in my house. I don't have to go away for Shabbos now in the middle of Shabbos and find another place to stay. Umayye Shlolo Yisrael Lazas. What can the Jew do? Lo hitrichu lotzeis me'abayis b'shvil zeh. When I'm not sure the Jew to leave his house because of this, v'yazirenu al habah shelo lasos ken. He just has to tell the goy not to do this anymore. Note 21 is an interesting note. Not only this case where the goy lit a candle in your house, v'cheinim Yisrael acher omer l'nochri l'havlik or b'beis chavero. So too, if Jew A told the goy to light a fire, light a candle in Jew B's house, v'afilu im Yisrael hidlik or b'beis chavero b'iser, or a Jew is did an avera, he lit a candle in another Jew's house. All these cases, and this in Karel it says she'ein balabayas chayv lotzes m'beis. In all these cases, the homeowner doesn't have to leave the house. Kevan she'ein acher yochel l'garsho m'beis. So you can't force him out of his house. She'yadlik sham there b'iser. That you can't do. So he extends the case of the mishabura. The mishabura is discussing a case, or the Ramah rather, that the guy goes and does it on his own, but so too says in this Nisikrelis, if another Jew put the guy up to it, or if a Jew did it himself, all these cases, the Jew will not be required to leave his house. But the Mishavura continues in the third line. Avol im nizdamin li Yisrael shera b'ei she'eno Yehudi rotzeh lahadik b'shvilo. But if the Jew happens to see the guy going to light the candle, olas as a medura, or to light the bonfire, tzar limchos b'yodo avada, then you would have to protest against him and stop him. Avilu im hoya zeh b'beis she'eno Yehudi, even if it was in the guy's house, but somehow you know the guy is lighting the fire for the Jew, even though it's in the guy's house, you have to stop him. Gam kein tzarech limchos, you also have to protest. Kevan shehaner v'ha'etzim shel Yisrael. Since the candle, the wood, everything belongs to the Yisrael, even though it's in the guy's house, you have to stop him. Now that's only assuming again that it would be belongs to the Jew. But if you look at note 24, he says, interesting thing, v'michabo, and if you did protest against him, v'afal pikein also, the guy didn't listen to you, he did it anyway. So we'll see later on, shenechshav shanochri also l'tzarech atzmo. Then it's considered that the guy did it on his own. Umutter liYisrael lihanos m'malachazu. It's not considered the guy did it for you. You protested, said, don't do it. He did it anyway. That it will not be an isser to get benefit. If you look at note 25, the very beginning, that which we just said, the reason why it's usher if the guy lit the candle even in his own house and you have to protest is because the ner and the eitzim belong to the Yisrael. Avakesha ner v'ha'etzim shel nochri. But if the candle and the wood belong to the guy, mashma, it's clearly mashma le mishabura she'eino tzarech limchos bo. You would not have to protest against him. Afilu k'shemadlik v'beis ha'yisrael. Even if he'd be lighting it in the Jew's house, if it belongs to the goy, you would not have to protest. V'chem mevur lehalom b'sekotan la'mezayim. And we'll see that later on in sekotan la'mezayim. Back to the Mishabura, we are seven lines down in Sivkotan Yud Aleph. So far we said in Yud Aleph that this halacha of the Ramah, that you don't have to leave your house, is only if the guy did it already. It's been the evidence, it was done already, so you don't have to leave your house. But if you see him doing it, avada, you have to be mocha, you have to stop him from doing it, whether it's in your house, or even if it's in the guy's house, if he's using your materials. And even if the Jew sees him doing it, but he says, what's the big deal? Anyway, I'm going to leave that room. I just won't be in that room. That's not a good enough excuse. You can't just say, I'll be in a different room. You have to protest against him. That's all. If it's in the guy's house even, certainly if it will be in the Jew's house, you would have to protest against him lighting the candle. The im ha'ino Yehudi osa bal korcho, you have a tough guy, and he's doing it even though you protest, he's doing it against your will. Chayav l'garsho mibeso, you have to send him out of your house. Mipnei chilul Hashem, because otherwise it's going to cause a great chilul Hashem. Sheyach shadu sha'osa ha'ino Yehudi b'shlichuso, kevan shu b'beis Yisrael. People are going to suspect that the guy is doing it as your messenger, since he's doing it in your house. It doesn't matter in this case whether he's doing it for free or you're paying him. Since Lamaisa he's doing it in the Jew's house, so not only do you have to protest against him, if he's not going to listen, you got to send him out. Otherwise, it can create a great chilul Hashem. Sivkotan Yud Beis says, on that which the Ramah said, that if the goy lit the candle on the Beis Yisrael, you don't have to leave. Lav dafka that he did in the Jew's house. The same thing would apply if a Jew and a guy met up in a hotel on Shabbos. Kebesahu, that would be like the house of the Jew. We wouldn't force him to leave the hotel. So it's not only in your own house. If the guy comes and lights the candle, you could stay there. If you meet up with him in a hotel and he lights a candle for you for your benefit, and you didn't ask him to do it, we're not going to force you to leave either, because that is a din of your house. That's where you are for Shabbos. Midaito, he lit it on his own. Hainu shalotzi vo ha'yisrael. Sivkotan Yud Gimel, the Jew did not command him to light this candle. Afal pi sha'osa einu yudu b'shvilo, even though the guy is doing it on his own, but he's doing it for the Jew. Lo hitrichu oso lotzes me'abayis. We were not matriach the Jew to then leave his house. Afal pi shabal korcho unenda. Even though, against his will, he's going to be getting some benefit by having a light in his house. Still, since he was not asking the guy to do it, the guy did it on his own, even though to benefit the Jew does not have to leave his house. But he is limited. But it would be usher to use this light, something that he wouldn't be able to do without the light, or to warm up by the bonfire. Which is interesting, because the Be'er Halacha told us in the beginning of the Sif, that which is usher to use it, is exactly this. That's the Isser Hana that we mentioned. So here we're saying that Avada, he can get the Hana by having it there, but he can't do anything by it. Sounds like we're limiting all the Hana. The same Hana that we said is Usser, we're asking over here also. But I you have to say that in the Mishavura, that there's obviously some side benefit just by having the light there. It's automatically a benefit. But the extra benefit of doing something by the candlelight that you wouldn't have been able to do otherwise, that the Mishavura is saying is usur. Aval, im tzivo mitchila, but if you actually commanded the guy to light the candle in your house from the beginning, tzarech lotzeis achakach me'abayis, then you would have to leave the house. So if you did the wrong thing, you told the guy to light the candle for you, and now being in the house is automatically give you hana, and the guy did it for you, and you told him to do it, then you're stuck. Then you talk have to leave. Sivkotan Yudalit again, but if you didn't tell him to do it, he did it on his own, even though it was for you, the Yisrael does not have to leave, even though he's going to get benefit from the ner, like the side benefits that he's allowed to get, not reading by it or anything like that we just asked, but whatever side benefits of having it there. V'u'adin she'ein tzarech la'av ha'upanav me'aner. Not only could he be there, he doesn't have to turn his head away the whole Shabbos from the candle to avoid any kind of benefit and make himself crazy. Unless he wants to have midas chasidus, then he taka should turn away and make sure he doesn't get any even side benefit from the candle. The Chiddush Rashi is mashma that he's machmir, that you actually do have to turn away and act in this way. He says it's not midas chasidus, that's what you actually have to do if you're staying in the house with that candle. We'll stop here and continue with Sibbeis, Emir Tz Hashem, tomorrow.